This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the latest news stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic. France will start easing coronavirus lockdown rules in the coming weeks, carrying out the process in three stages to avoid a new flare-up in the pandemic, the government said on Sunday. On Tuesday, President Emmanuel Macron will give a speech to the nation about the virus situation and may announce a partial relaxation of rules, which have been in place since October 30th. South Korea's capital city, Seoul, and nearby areas will close bars and nightclubs, limit religious gatherings, and restrict services at restaurants in a bid to contain a third wave of infections, the health minister is saying on Sunday. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported 330 new daily coronavirus cases as of midnight Saturday, a drop from 386 reported the day before, but the fifth straight day of more than 300 new cases. Dubai's health regulator said on Sunday that children aged between 3 and 16 could now be tested for COVID-19 by providing a saliva sample instead of the widely used nasal swab. The saliva test had been permitted following a research study by the regulator and a local university, the Dubai Health Authority said on Twitter. Moderna will charge governments between $25 and $37 per dose of its COVID-19 vaccine, depending on the amount ordered, the company's chief executive told a German newspaper. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, on Saturday issued emergency use authorization for Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' COVID-19 antibody therapy. It's an experimental treatment given to U.S. President Donald Trump that he said helped cure him of the disease. And the U.S. hits 12 million COVID-19 cases as many Americans defy Thanksgiving travel guidelines and move ahead. This is VOA News. The people of Burkina Faso are voting today in a general election as the country grapples with a growing jihadist insurgency. Opposition candidates say they fear massive fraud at the polls. The current president is expected to win re-election. His supporters have voiced hopes that he can win without a runoff. But no voting will occur in about one-fifth of the country, where large areas remain vulnerable to near-daily jihadist attacks. The violence has forced a million people, which is 5% of the entire population, from their homes in the past 2 years. Some 1,200 people have been killed in the violence since 2015. Because of the threat of violence, an undisclosed number of troops have been deployed for Election Day. Most of the 12 opposition candidates running against the current leader have criticized his failure to stem the bloodshed. Iraq's Salahuddin province on Sunday began 3 days of mourning over a deadly attack Saturday that has been blamed on the Islamic State group. At least 10 people died in the attack 200 kilometers north of Baghdad, where a roadside bomb hit a caravan car on an open road. When security forces arrived at the scene, jihadists opened fire on them. The attack killed at least 6 Iraqi security personnel and 4 civilians. Local medics say one of the civilians died of his wounds overnight. There was no claim of responsibility, but both the mayor and police blamed Islamic State militants. Aid agencies have been racing to scale up the humanitarian response in remote areas of eastern Sudan, where more than 30,000 people have arrived in under 2 weeks. The refugees are fleeing fighting in and around Ethiopia's northern Tigray region, where the government is battling local forces. The UN is planning for as many as 200,000 refugees to arrive in the next 6 months and has been mobilizing supplies to move people away from crowded transit points further into the country. Phones and internet links have been cut in Tigray since Ethiopian government troops launched an offensive earlier this month against regional authorities they accused of staging a surprise attack on federal forces. The mostly Tigrayan refugees fled Ethiopia with few possessions, and many spent days on the run before crossing into Sudan. Almost all those fleeing into Sudan have arrived at border crossings, bringing firsthand accounts of the fighting. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.